Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues. That's the name of this show on the American Family Radio Network. We're here through Monday through Friday. On Fridays, we have trivia, and we're going to have a live trivia show tomorrow. Last Friday, we couldn't because everybody who works here at our network was iced out. The ice basically hit four or five states, and including our hometown here in Tupelo, Mississippi. And as I've said before, Southern redneck drivers and ice is a bad combination. And so we told all our rednecks to stay home. Huh? Ray?
Good. Smart move.
Sorry. Told them to stay home. Do not get out on 2 inches of ice and try to drive.
What gives rednecks me, and ice don't mix. That's good.
Yeah, rednecks and ice don't mix. That'd be a good country song right there.
somebody should write that. Maybe somebody already has.
You know what? What a lot of Southerners don't know when it comes to ice, because it's so rare driving on ice, is that guess what? Four-wheel drive doesn't work any better than a two-wheel drive. But they think it does at first. Mm-hmm. They think it's going to work better. And it does in snow.
Yes, it helps.
In snow, but you get ice, it doesn't matter whether you have you can have a six-wheel drive. Doesn't matter. But anyway, so that's the reason we didn't have a live trivia show last Friday. But tomorrow, Lord willing and the creek don't rise, we're going to be here, JJ, Ed, and I, and we'll be here for trivia Friday, so we'll have some fun tomorrow. Now, Steve Jordahl. Good morning, Steve Paisley Jordahl.
Good morning, everybody. How you doing?
Doing well. We have a guess we're wrapping up. You know, this is Thursday, so the week will be over tomorrow. We wanted to end the week by seeing how many ultrasounds we can help our supporters help preborn buy to save unborn babies. And so we asked Dan Steiner to be back on with us. Dan, good morning again. How you doing, brother?
Hey, good to be on the program, Tim.
Where are you doing today?
Great. Well, today we're in Indianapolis at the world headquarters of preborn.
Are you a native Indiana? Are you a native Hoosier, yeah, I should say?
I'm a Yanker. Yeah, I'm a Yankee. I'm a Hoosier. I'm not sure what a Hoosier is. But.
Well, the Indiana Hoosiers and the movie Hoosiers. So you're not sure what you are.
Well, I know I'm a man in Christ, but I don't know.
Amen.
What the
Amen.
Hoosier is. Actually, it was a preacher, Tim, that impacted the state. Is the real history of that. Which is a whole lot better than being associated with Bobby Knight, you know?
Yeah, Bobby had, he passed away recently, right? So,
yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm. All right. So anyway, again, I know you've been asked this 1,000 times by people on AFR, but I want you to make an appeal to our listeners today to on what 1836 what $5,500 can do. What is preborn exactly, and what are you guys doing around America?
Well, we are the only ones that are really stopping abortions hour by hour. We save about 200 babies from abortion every single day. And we do that by reaching these girls where they live, which is on the internet. They're searching for their abortion. Maybe they're in Mississippi. They can't get an abortion. So they're going to go on the internet and find out a destination state where they can go to get an abortion and be trafficked by abortionists. Or they're going to go on to the internet and get an illegal abortion pill, concoction of death mailed to their mailbox, and go through hours of bloody trauma and deliver their baby dead on their bathroom floor. The abortion clinic today is 58% of them. Nearly 60% of all abortions are chemical abortions, and it's in our neighbors' teenage daughters' bathrooms are the abortion clinics, more than half. So preborn is really only viable competition against that. We spend millions of dollars reaching these girls, getting them online, have them talk to our call center, get them into our network care provider clinics all across the country, and so they can see their baby on Johnny baby's party. Blobs of tissue don't have those. Babies do. And they choose life. And I was just recently in Las Vegas. This is what preborn does at our clinic there. And a girl came in from Iowa. She had been paid to go for her Las Vegas abortion vacation to get an abortion in Las Vegas from the Planned Parenthood of Iowa. But she ended up in our clinic, which is right beside the abortion clinic in Las Vegas, not coincidentally. And she met her baby, which is 15 weeks. They're going to destroy a 15-week-old baby. And just fell in love with the baby because one of the listeners of AFR underwrote the ultrasound, free ultrasound for us, our medical service worth $300. We're paying for it by $28 a piece, underwrites an ultrasound, five of them for $140, 10 of them for $280. Well, there's just hardly anything you can do that with $280 or even $28 that has bigger impact, you know? Okay. And 100% of that, Tim, goes to our clinics. We, you know, every one of those $28
gifts,
you know, sponsorships go to the clinic. We don't, we underwrite our own overhead. So.
Okay. So, folks, over the past 17 years, preborn partner clinics, which you're hearing Dan Steiner, the CEO, talk about, have counseled over 500,000 women considering abortion. More than 280,000 babies' lives have been saved, and more than 80,000 women have surrendered their lives to Christ because they give a Christian testimony at these clinics as well. So we've been working with preborn for a long, long time now. And so just to be clear, your gift of your one-time gift of $28 provides one woman seeking an abortion a free ultrasound. And you just double from there. $56 provides two. So if you want to make a gift, and we encourage you to do so if you haven't already, what number do they need to call to make a donation? You take credit cards? Dan?
Absolutely.
Okay, what's the number to call?
Yep.
Give us the number, Dan.
I don't. You get. You guys are using your own proprietary number,
yeah.
I think.
Oh, okay.
They can go.
Okay, I got it. I got it right here. If Dan just say, Tim, you give the number.
Tim, you give the number.
Okay, thanks, Dan. Appreciate it. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. Okay, I'm going to give that again. You call, you make a one-time gift, you buy one or two, three ultrasounds, whatever the case may be. How many do you want to buy? Ultrasound, it buys an ultrasound for a young lady who's seeking an abortion. 877-617-2396. 877-2396. Yep. Now, if you want to go on the internet, just go to AFR.net because we got a place there to give. You can make it AFR.net, AFR.net, AFR.net. All right, Dan, take care. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jim.
All right, bye-bye. Dan Steiner in Indian. He said he's in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
What he said?
Mm-hmm.
Indianapolis, Indiana.
Yeah. Just stop and think about this for a minute. My wife and I went out to a restaurant last night celebrating our wedding anniversary. And the bill came to about $85 or so
right.
for the two of us.
Right.
That buys you almost, quick calculation, three ultrasounds.
Right.
Right there.
Right.
And, you know, the record that preborn has, once that mom, they go through that ultrasound and they see that baby, so many of them say, no, I want to keep that baby. Yeah. Wasn't that an interesting story? This lady got paid by Planned Parenthood in Iowa to go have an abortion in Las Vegas.
Right.
Their clinic, preborn clinic, is right next door to Planned Parenthood there in Las Vegas. She goes in there instead, sees the ultrasound, the baby's life is saved.
I want to know if Planned Parenthood flew her back or decided to leave her in Las Vegas after she did the abortion.
All right, Steve, what's your first story?
Well, I have a breakthrough in the medical field, which I just want to briefly touch on before we get to the other news. This is in the journal Metabolites.
I was reading that last night.
Well, did you read this study, Tim? Oreo cookies lower LDL cholesterol more than a high-intensity statin therapy.
Amen. Amen.
I know, right?
Wait a minute. What now? Tell me that again now.
My research agrees 100%.
The title of the study is Oreo Cookie Treatment lowers LDL Cholesterol More Than High-Intensity Statin Therapy in a Lean Mass Hyper-Responder on a Ketogenic Diet, a curious crossover experiment.
I think you're breeding from the National Lampoon right there.
I got it pulled up right here. I'll show you after the show.
Okay. I just took my statin, whatever that is, just a little while ago.
I did too, right?
Yeah, I just took that. I'm going to go get, what do they call this, double stuff. I'm going to get some Oreos. Double stuff Oreos.
I'm not sure if it's the stuffing or if it's the cookie part. So
I don't know.
You get both. So.
But to be safe, eat the whole thing.
Right, right.
So you're telling me Oreo cookies equal broccoli now.
Yeah.
Is that what you're telling
me? Yeah.
It's the science, Ken. You can't question the science.
Science.
I just brought up one of the questions you always ask is, okay, who funded the study?
Right.
Now, Oreo cookies is made by Nabisco. If Nabisco is on that list, right. I would be highly suspicious.
Yeah, you would, wouldn't you?
Well, I think that Anthony Fauci's on the board of directors of Oreo.
Might be.
That's right.
Huh? Honest to God,
I tell you what.
Is that good news? Good news.
Maybe I'm the only one, but I had to go to the doctor this morning for my annual physical, so he put me on the scale.
Uh-huh.
Right? They lifted me up on the scale.
That's no good. Sorry. That's no good.
Well, no. So the doctor said, doctor came in, he said, well, last year at this time you weighed 100. I'll just tell people, I don't care. He said, you weighed 184 or something like that.
Uh-huh.
I said, yeah. He said, today you're 192. I said, yeah, I had a bad Christmas.
It's been a tough year.
Yeah, I sort of tucked my head.
Really tough year.
Yeah, I looked down and said, yeah, I had a bad Christmas. But you know what? I know we all joke about it, but it is true, Ray.
Yeah.
That between starting October, November, and then you're in, you know, a lot of people aren't as active, right?
Because
the weather.
Right. That's right.
The weather gets bad. And then you start eating about, that one extra pumpkin spice bread a day.
Right.
Or, you know, it adds up. Next thing you know, your doctor's saying, hey, you've gained. Yeah.
Note to self. Schedule doctor
visit. So I told him I told him I was dealing with it. I told him I understand. And I was, because, you know, when your weight, can affect your cholesterol levels and your overall general health. So anyway, he didn't guilt trip me. He just said, "Well, good. I'm glad that you got this under control and you're heading back in the right direction." I said, "Yeah."
Tim,
I blamed it on the holidays. And
that's right.
Yeah.
When the program's over, Tim, grab yourself a handful of Oreos, right? And a diet.
Get back on the health train.
Everything's going to even out.
But also, during Christmas, that 6 or 8 weeks from Thanksgiving, Christmas, maybe before Thanksgiving, then everybody starts putting out stuff in front of you.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I'm talking about
you want to be kind. You want to be gracious.
Between meals.
You don't want to say no.
Yeah,
yes.
You can't say no.
You can't make your
secretary brings brownies and then says, here, have two. What are you supposed to do?
Yeah, it's
an obligation.
Yes.
You don't want to hurt their feelings. So
it's just kindness. That's all.
Yeah, that's right. It's sugar. You're being nice.
And as you get older, your metabolic rate recedes somewhat.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you're young, you can burn that stuff off.
Oh, man.
Just like that.
Yeah. Just like that.
When you get older, not so much.
Yeah. Hey, next time Wesley's in here, my son, which he's on Tuesdays and Thursdays, one of my sons, five or six years ago, he suffered through an Oreo cookie addiction.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Yes, and it's part of his testimony.
Did you have to have an intervention?
I don't know if he had an intervention or he just, it dawned on him one day that he was scored like the.
He went. Did he go cold turkey off the Oreos? Yeah.
Well, he found himself in the food prodigal son pen, pig pen, and he came to himself and he said, "I got to get off these Oreo cookies. Look what's happening to me." So anyway, it's a funny story. We'll get to tell you about it. All right, he ate two sleeves one night or something like that.
Who hasn't done that?
Oh, okay.
Come on, who hasn't done that? We've all the end of a really hard day.
Midnight, you're going, what have I done to myself?
Yeah. Huh? I'm getting tired of lettuce and tomatoes.
That's right.
I'm gonna knock back a couple sleeves of Oreos here.
I'm more into
nobody's going to stop me.
I'm more into the single-serving, half-gallon ice cream things.
Oh, you're an ice cream
Single serving half gallon. I like the sound of that.
You can binge on that.
Oh man.
My weakness is banana pudding and pound cake, and blueberry donuts.
Put on the pounds cake.
Huh? Put on the pounds cake. Those things right there. Huh? I better have blueberry somebody donut. Around
Come
me.
Come on. Come on now.
Who
You're
stops
preaching.
Me.
You can do an accountability thing with Wesley.
Yeah, I know, right? All right, Steve.
All right. If you could save me 3 minutes at the end of the show, I have something that I've teased with Ray already this morning in our story meeting that we got to get to. But start here. There's a couple things coming out of Israel. Hawaii Democrat Senator Brian Schatz is putting an amendment in the national security bill that says the United States supports a two-state solution for Israel. There are two Democrats who are refusing to sign on to this. John Fetterman and Joe Manchin are declining to sign on to this because it does not specifically call for the destruction of Hamas. So good for them. Mm-hmm. Israel, meanwhile, has said that Iran is a legitimate target for missile strikes.
They said that out loud.
They did.
Yeah.
And then, it might not matter what the Senate says about a two-state solution, because I got a Hamas leader, senior officials, Khaled Mashal, who says, no, we're no longer interested in a two-state solution. They never really were. Right. But he's saying October 7th now made us realize that from the river to the sea is a possibility, so we're all in.
Let me ask you guys this. This story was barely, because of all the big stories that's been happening in our country and in our world, this story barely made the news. But about 4 or 5 days ago, there were two Navy SEALs?
Yeah.
Yes.
Active duty in the Persian Gulf area, is that right?
And I think so.
I think it was off Somalia.
Somalia, but they died.
Yes.
In action. Do you know what that? Do you know what happened there?
There was a ship that U.S. intelligence believed was carrying weapons to the Houthi rebels
in Yemen.
Off the coast
of Somalia.
Yes.
Are these the pirates that hijack ships? And
yes.
Stuff?
Yeah. So there was this ship. They believed these two Navy SEALs. I don't have all the details of the operation. Went after that ship, and they were not seen since. And their bodies, to the best of my knowledge, have not been recovered.
They have not been. They're declared dead. One of them fell off the gangplank or the transfer, fell into the ocean. And the other one, the news story I heard said, following SEAL tradition, went in to save his comrade. Mm-hmm. And they both...
He died too?
He died too.
Yeah.
Well, okay, there's two things going on over there, Ray. And I say the Persian Gulf, Indian Ocean? What is that over there off the coast of Africa?
Well, it's the Strait of Hormuz where that narrows down there.
Okay. All right. So a couple of things that have been happening. Again, this doesn't make the news every day. If it is, maybe it's way down the news cycle. But things are getting tense over there, Ray, in that part of the world. And what's happening, of course, we've always had to deal with pirates off the coast of what they call the Ivory Coast there in North Africa. Their only motivation is money. Okay. So you ever see that movie with Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
What was the name of that? It was about 3 or 4 years ago. He was the captain.
Captain Phillips?
It was based on a true story.
Yeah.
Yes.
Merchant ships have had to pay attention to that and deal with that, the threat of pirates off the African coast for a long, long time. That goes back to our country's founding.
Oh, really. Right. For centuries.
Yeah.
For centuries, the pirates have been active over there. You know, if you add this, Tim, the death of these two Navy SEALs, and you look at the Houthis with their drone attacks on our ships, and then you have Israel saying that Iran, it's fair game for missiles now,
right?
Because everybody knows Iran is backing what is happening, both on the north side and on the south side of Israel. This is a powder keg, one little spark suddenly the whole region goes.
If we could take one group of people and move them from planet Earth to the moon, it would be the Iranian mullahs. Because they're the ones that are stirring up trouble around the world in a lot of ways. The Iranian government, controlled by the Iranian mullahs. The Iranian people themselves, many of them, they want to break free from this tyrannical Islamic control.
Yes.
What am I looking for? Where they control Sharia law.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't. They've tried. They're trying. But go ahead.
Well, at Iran, the reason Israel is stating this, Iran is funding Hamas terrorists.
The Arabian Sea. That's what we're looking for.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm looking. Okay.
Iran funds Hezbollah.
Right.
Iran is funding these Houthi rebels.
Right. The Houthi rebels, that's one thing. The Houthi rebels you're talking about, people hear, well, who are they? You know, they are in Yemen.
Yes.
Right? Our Yemen is a country just to the south of Saudi Arabia, and they are these Houthi rebels. Is that what you call them?
Yes.
Okay, so they're also a proxy for Iran.
Yes.
Another one.
Mm-hmm.
So they're terrorists, basically, and they even hate Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
They've been right. Mm-hmm. So what they're doing, they have drone. They're firing. They've tried to fire some rockets, some weapons into Israel from Yemen. Again, you got Yemen, Saudi Arabia, and then Israel. So they're trying to, and Saudi Arabia shot down some of these coming over their airspace.
Mm-hmm.
But here's your problem. You got these pirates, and then coming off the coast of Africa for these merchant ships. And then you've got terrorists. In these rebels, and they're in Yemen, and they also got weapons, and they're firing at ships, and particularly U.S. Navy ships, right?
That's correct.
Fortunately, we've been able to knock all their shots down so far, but they're trying to stir up. They're trying to engage in a war, basically, with the U.S.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yeah, and it interrupts international shipping because a lot of shipping companies now are afraid to go from the Gulf of Aden into the Persian Gulf.
Fred and I are looking at a map of that region because that's important to note how things narrow. You got the Suez Canal. You have the
and the ships go up through the Red Sea. They get in the Mediterranean. Now they're being forced to go down around the southern coast of South Africa.
Oh, my word.
This increases that, and it's increasing cost of goods. So this is... this has got an international impact. Just don't think this is confined to the Middle East. This is affecting the whole world commerce.
Right. So, anyway, Israel, do we have an update on the Israeli situation with Hamas and Gaza? Is that just ongoing?
Yeah, I haven't heard any.
Well, the story this morning is that Israel is building a buffer zone now.
Yes.
And they have been. They're building a 1 kilometer, they say, buffer zone, taking over some of Gaza territory, and they say this is going to be permanent. So the Gazans cannot go beyond that.
Well, they
got to
do that. Yeah, they got to do that. You form a no-man zone, so to speak.
Yes.
Steve, thank you.
My pleasure.
Ray, thank you.
You bet. Thank you, Tim.
My thanks to Fred and Chris, Rick Green, Dan Steiner,
and Oreo Cookies.
Brent Creeley, our producer, and... brought to you by Oreo Cookies. Oreo Cookies, they got a lot of free advertising today.
Oh, yeah. It's good for you. It's what we've just found out.
Basically what we've established, ladies and gentlemen, today is that Oreo Cookies are a perfect antioxidant.
Health food.
I'm liking it. A health food.
We'll be back tomorrow with Trivia Friday. Take care. Thanks for listening.